The following podcast is sponsored by Harness's Magnetic Corsets. Hello, pod people. This is Ethan Uslan, back for another episode of the Carolina Shout podcast. As usual, I am here simply to play old-timey piano and to talk a little bit about the music. The tune I just played was called Song of India. It was originally part of an 1896 opera called Sadko by the Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. One of the arias, called The Song of the Indian Guest, became very popular in the early 1900s, and like many popular classical things, it got jazzed up in the 1920s. The Song of the Indian Guest became known simply as Song of India, and was a smash hit for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1921, and then it became an even smashier smash hit for Tommy Dorsey in 1937. Rimsky-Korsakov died in 1908, so he missed out on all the smashing. Song of India is an example of what they used to call Oriental foxtrots. The term Oriental used to refer to all the countries east of the Mediterranean, from the Middle East to Central Asia to the Far East. Today, the term Oriental is a bit disparaging, so just because I'm talking about Oriental foxtrots doesn't mean that you should go around calling certain people Oriental. Please don't do that. But I don't think we'll offend anybody today if we enjoy some old-timey songs about the exotic lands and peoples of what they used to call the Orient. Well, that was an exotic transition. Hopefully it's getting you mentally ready for what I have in store for you. Right now I have a 1918 hit song that started the whole Oriental foxtrot genre. The song is entitled Hindustan. It was composed by a hitherto unknown songwriting duo from the exotic city of Seattle. The lyrics were by Harold Weeks, who owned and operated a music store, and the music was written by Oliver Wallace, who was born in England and moved to America as a child. Wallace spent the 1910s and 20s in Seattle conducting theater orchestras, and then in the 1930s, he joined the Walt Disney Company and spent the rest of his career writing music for Disney films. Oliver Wallace's music can be heard in all those classic animated movies like Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, and my personal favorite, Dumbo. But I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole of Disney songs right now. I'm going to stay on task and play Oliver Wallace's first smash hit, Hindustan. So climb aboard your camel or your elephant and get ready to experience a musical journey through India as imagined by a songwriting team from Seattle, interpreted by a piano player in North Carolina. Should be pretty authentic. Here it is, Hindustan. So that was Hindustan, the mother of all the Oriental foxtrots. And now it's time for a word from our sponsor, Harnesses Magnetic Corsets. Let me tell you, folks, Harnesses Magnetic Corsets are unlike any other magnetic corset on the market today. It's new, it has improvements contained in no other, it's stronger than any other, and it's warranted for 1 year. You can feel its soothing gloss, but it never burns nor blisters. Beware of old-style magnetic corsets, which are using a weak imitation of Harness's powerful magnets. Use only Harness's magnetic corsets.
I'm just wild about Harness's magnetic corsets. I can't live without Harness's magnetic corsets. I recommend them for every lass. So people can admire your hourglass figure. All I crave is Harness's magnetic corsets. Victoria's Secret won't do. They're not magnetic. If you want to attract an admirer, add this corset to your attire. Harness's magnetic corsets. I love you.
Okay, back to our program dedicated to old-timey musical exotica. I'd like to play a tune that is still a jazz standard to this day, Caravan. Caravan has been recorded thousands of times by just about every jazz band ever, but it was originally made famous by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Now, the Ellington Band was known for playing at the Cotton Club in Harlem, which often went for an exotic vibe in its decor and in its dancers' costumes. And to match all this, Ellington developed what was known as the jungle sound, which used a lot of muted horns and unusual percussion and harmonies. This became part of the band's signature sound, and it stayed with them even after they left the Cotton Club in 1931. Caravan is from 1936, but it's still got that jungle style written all over it. It was composed by Juan Tizol, who was one of the Ellington Band's trombonists and composers. For many of his compositions, Tizol incorporated musical characteristics from his native Puerto Rico. So Caravan is really more Latin-inspired than Oriental-inspired, but really there are elements of Middle Eastern music that were brought to Puerto Rico from Spain, so if you think Caravan really does sound Middle Eastern, you might not be wrong. Also, the story goes that during Tizol's formative years in San Juan, he developed an ear for dissonant melodies by practicing his trombone in an unusual way. Once he learned a song, he turned the sheet music upside down and proceeded to learn the music upside down. I guess his teacher told him to learn the music till he knew it upside down and backwards, and he took it literally. Kind of an unusual method, but it paid off because Caravan is different. It does kind of sound upside down a little bit, and it works beautifully. Here it is, the upside down Puerto Rican quasi-Middle Eastern jungle sound of Caravan by Juan Tizol. All right, so that was Caravan. Don't step down from your camel yet. Our journey through the desert is not over. It's time to pay a visit to our old friend, the Sheik of Araby, one of the most iconic songs of the 1920s. The Sheik of Araby was published in 1921 and was inspired by The Sheik, which at the time was a best-selling book that everyone was reading. So first it was a book, then a song, and then boom, a few months later, the movie came out and everything Sheik-related went gangbusters. The star of the movie was, of course, Rudolph Valentino, who became a household name and a sex symbol. The slang term Sheik, referring to a man held to be irresistibly attractive to romantic young women, became part of everyday vernacular, and the song The Sheik of Araby became one of the anthems of the jazz age. Now, I actually sat down and watched the movie The Sheik to see what the fuss was all about, and honestly, it's pretty underwhelming. Actually, I think it stunk. It was pretty boring, and I guess it's just interesting to watch it because it's historically important. And I'll give you a little synopsis. There's a handsome sheik, played by the dreamy Rudolph Valentino, who has a harem out in the desert somewhere, and he runs into an English woman, and he kidnaps her and forces her into his harem. He treats her harshly, but he is oh so handsome, so she ends up falling in love with him. Today, if you fall in love with your kidnapper, it's called Stockholm Syndrome, and we would feel very sorry for you. But in the movie, somehow it's supposed to be romantic. And somehow this worked, because women swooned over this sheik character, they ate it up, and I don't know why. Obviously, I do not understand women. How someone can find an iota of likability in Rudolph Valentino in that movie is totally beyond me. I give the Sheik 2 thumbs down, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Not a single human being. I wouldn't even recommend it to an animal. Although, maybe a camel would like it, because there are camels in the movie, and maybe the camels would like to see the other camels. So I guess I reluctantly recommend this movie to highly intelligent camels. But for people, this is a terrible movie. Don't see it. The song, on the other hand, well, that I can get into.
Who's that off in the distance? Oh my God, it's him! Over the desert, wild and free, rides the bold Sheik of Araby. His Arab band, at his command, follows his love caravan. Under the shadow of the palms, he sings to call her to his arms. Here he is. I'm the Sheik of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I creep.
What?
The stars that shine above will light our way to love. You'll rule this land with me, the Sheik of Araby.
Yeah, I'm the Sheik of Araby, baby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. But I'll bring my homemade baba ganoush. It'll be really nice. In the stars that shine above we'll light our way to love. You'll rule this land with me, the Sheik of Araby.
So that was the famous Sheik of Araby from 1921. The music was by Ted Snyder, and the lyrics were by Harry B. Smith and Francis Wheeler. A lot of people think the song was in response to the Sheik movie. But no, the song was in response to the book, and it was just very good luck that the song was positioned perfectly to rise to prominence when the movie rose to its iconic status. And I think that's a really smart idea to write a song about a best-selling book. You know, it could be turn into a movie, and then you're in business. So I'm going to try it. Let's take a look at Amazon.com's top-selling books. Let's see. Number one is Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. You know what? I'm not going to go there today. Let's skip down the list a bit. Dog Man and Cat Kid. That sounds interesting. What else do we have? Number 11 is The Complete Ketogenic Diet for Beginners. That one, I like that. That's got a nice ring to it. You know me, I love trying the latest diets. Let's see if I can come up with a song about this best-selling book.
Ketogenic diet, you need to try it. Don't say no to the avocado. Ketogenic diet, you need to try it. Please examine a recipe for salmon. If you want to avoid disease, just follow our recipes. You'll lose weight and feel real light by eating avocados every night. Ketogenic diet, you need to try it if you want a great physique. Ketogenic diet, you need to try it if you want to be a sheik.
All right. Well, I guess I just need to sit and wait until Ketogenic Diet, the movie, comes out, and then I'll be in the money. Kate, would you mind rolling the credits? The Carolina Shout podcast is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Ethan Uslin, and I'm your host and your piano player. Kate Uslin is my wife, and she's the audio engineer and the editor. I want you to know that I showed Kate pictures of Rudolph Valentino on the internet, and I asked her to rate his attractiveness on a scale from 1 to 10, and she gave him a 6. A 6! That's pretty good, considering she gave me a negative 14, but still, for one of the most famous Hollywood sex symbols of all time, I'd expect at least an 8. Speaking of ratings, please go ahead and give this podcast a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you don't know what to write, just copy and paste an internet review of the movie The Sheik and change Rudolph Valentino to Ethan Uslin. For instance, Ethan Uslin is fully clothed in Arab exotica, yet there are moments when you can swear you can see him naked in your mind's eye. So intense is the animal magnetism he projects. See? That works. Just copy and paste. Change Valentino to Ethan. A camel could do it. Okay, thanks a lot. Catch you next time.